Exercise 9, page 36. 1. What is Lisa afraid of?
Hi, Lisa. I didn't expect to see you here. Weren't you supposed to fly to Italy yesterday to give a presentation for your company?
Yes, I was, but I didn't go in the end. I just couldn't force myself to get on board.
What do you mean? Do you have a fear of flying?
No, it was the weather. Whenever there's a storm, I can't even go outside, so there was no way I was going up in a plane.
Hi, Lisa. I didn't expect to see you here. Weren't you supposed to fly to Italy yesterday to give a presentation for your company?
Yes, I was, but I didn't go in the end. I just couldn't force myself to get on board.
What do you mean? Do you have a fear of flying?
No, it was the weather. Whenever there's a storm, I can't even go outside, so there was no way I was going up in a plane.
2. Where will they watch the film?
Look at this, Alan. They're going to set up a cinema screen in the park and show films there all this week. Do you fancy going one evening?
Not really, Joe. I'd like to watch a film this week, but not outdoors. It's quite chilly in the evenings.
How about at the indoor cinema near my house, then? We could watch a thriller there at 9 p.m. tonight.
That sounds better, and it would be more fun than watching a DVD at home.
Look at this, Alan. They're going to set up a cinema screen in the park and show films there all this week. Do you fancy going one evening?
Not really, Joe. I'd like to watch a film this week, but not outdoors. It's quite chilly in the evenings.
How about at the indoor cinema near my house, then? We could watch a thriller there at 9 p.m. tonight.
That sounds better, and it would be more fun than watching a DVD at home.
3. What does Ned think most people will be using in 2050?
Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the world in 2050. Our next caller is Ned from Shropshire. What are your thoughts, Ned?
Hi, Lucy. Well, first, I disagree with your last caller, the man who talked about vacuum tube trains. I don't think we'll be using them. It would be far too expensive to make the lines.
What about electric cars, then?
That's something that's very likely, but not flying cars like another caller mentioned.
Yes, we'll probably have to wait a little longer for them. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the world in 2050. Our next caller is Ned from Shropshire. What are your thoughts, Ned?
Hi, Lucy. Well, first, I disagree with your last caller, the man who talked about vacuum tube trains. I don't think we'll be using them. It would be far too expensive to make the lines.
What about electric cars, then?
That's something that's very likely, but not flying cars like another caller mentioned.
Yes, we'll probably have to wait a little longer for them.
4. Where did Stan meet the actor?
You'll never guess who I met today, Rachel. My favourite actor, Christian Bale.
You've got to be kidding me, Stan. Did he come into the cafe where you work?
No, I actually saw him during my break. I was in a bookshop buying a novel, and there he was standing in the line behind me.
Are you sure it was him?
Yes, he was wearing a baseball cap and scarf, but it was definitely him.
Wow, I wonder what he was doing here.
You'll never guess who I met today, Rachel. My favourite actor, Christian Bale.
You've got to be kidding me, Stan. Did he come into the cafe where you work?
No, I actually saw him during my break. I was in a bookshop buying a novel, and there he was standing in the line behind me.
Are you sure it was him?
Yes, he was wearing a baseball cap and scarf, but it was definitely him.
Wow, I wonder what he was doing here.
5. What time is Susie's interview?
Susie, shouldn't you be getting ready for your interview now? It's almost 11 o'clock.
Don't worry, Mum. It's not until 12:30. I've got plenty of time to get ready. I'm really nervous about it, though. I'm sure I'll make a big mistake.
Well, I think you should be more worried about getting there on time. There's sometimes a lot of traffic in the city centre around noon.
OK, Mum. I'll start getting ready now.
Susie, shouldn't you be getting ready for your interview now? It's almost 11 o'clock.
Don't worry, Mum. It's not until 12:30. I've got plenty of time to get ready. I'm really nervous about it, though. I'm sure I'll make a big mistake.
Well, I think you should be more worried about getting there on time. There's sometimes a lot of traffic in the city centre around noon.
OK, Mum. I'll start getting ready now.